This is JIS News. Coming up, government to establish fuel inspectorate, 500 farmers to benefit from installation of weather stations, and sports minister encourages Jamaicans to support Reggae Boys. The details after the break.
All attorneys to whom court cases are assigned are in private practice and are committed to represent all clients vigorously and fearlessly. A message from the Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now the news. The government is moving to establish a fuel inspectorate responsible for monitoring petroleum quality standards across the island. Energy Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says government is committed to ensuring that a robust regulatory regime is in place to govern the management and custody of petroleum products.
As Minister, I will be sparing no effort to guarantee increased accountability on the part of all persons in the chain of custody as fuel is transported from offshore through to our retail pumps. As actors in this sector of our economy, our responsibility to the Jamaican consumers and the public cannot be overstated.
Minister Wheatley was speaking at the relaunch of Total Jamaica's fuel card in Kingston Tuesday. He says the fuel inspectorate is necessary to ensure the protection of Jamaican businesses and customers who purchase petroleum on a daily basis. Approximately 500 farmers are among those to benefit from the installation of 36 automated weather stations island-wide, valued at $18 million. The equipment, provided under the Jamaica Rural Economy and Ecosystems Adapting to Climate Change 2, Jamaica REACH, aims to improve the quality and availability of climate and weather forecast data. This for use in planning and decision-making at the community and national levels. The initiative forms part of the government's climate change adaptation and mitigation response and will be facilitated under a memorandum of understanding signed in Kingston during a forum to mark World Meteorological Day on Wednesday. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, who spoke at the forum, underscored the importance of collating data and information on climate change.
There is no doubt that the future strategies to deal with climate change will depend upon sound knowledge of past and present climate in our nation and in our region. Decisions and adaptations and mitigation must be informed by our understanding the global climate system and on our ability to project future climate through continued and improved monitoring and research.
Installation and management of the weather stations will be jointly undertaken by the Meteorological Service of Jamaica, Rural Agricultural Development Authority, and National Irrigation Commission. China Communications Construction Company Limited, parent of China Harbor Engineering, says it's committed to furthering investment opportunities in Jamaica. Vice President of China Communications Construction, Sun Ziyu, says the company enjoys a collaborative relationship with the Jamaican government with a shared goal of securing economic growth for the island. He points out that the 50-year concession agreement for repayment for the highway, which was developed through its subsidiary, China Harbor Engineering Company, is an indication of the organization's confidence in Jamaica's business environment.
It's a Chinese traditional culture. Benefit others first, you will get benefit. Give something to others first, you will get something. You will take.
Mr. Sun was speaking with journalists Wednesday following the official opening of the north-south leg of Highway 2000. And Sports Minister Olivia Grange is urging all Jamaicans to come out and support the Reggae Boys at the World Cup qualifying match against Costa Rica at the National Stadium in Kingston on Friday. Ms. Grange says the footballers need the support of the entire nation if they are to achieve their goal of qualifying for the 2018 World Cup in Russia. The sports minister is also encouraging the Reggae Boys to do their best during the match and to represent Jamaica to the best of their abilities.
To the Reggae Boys, you're ambassadors. You're special. You are an inspiration to all Jamaica. I wish you all the success on Friday, and we have confidence in you. Jamaicans love you and they want to see you do well, because when you do well, they beam with pride.
Minister Grange was speaking at the sponsorship presentation ceremony at Digicel headquarters Tuesday. That was JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.